There was once a time before artificial intelligence. That time no longer exists. But it's not too late. I'm just kidding. It's way too late. Damn, honey child, you are gullible. But they already know that. They already know it. But it's okay. Because there is still one man who can save all of us. Welcome to the Avid Kingston Show, Season 4. Could it be the last season?
Good morning, Gary. How are you this lovely day?
Doing good. Doing good. Daylight savings, time's coming.
You like the longer days, huh, Gary?
So nice. It's my favorite holiday, Avid.
Yeah, I don't think it's an actual holiday.
Oh, no, Gary. I know. I personally recognize it as a holiday.
So you won't be showing up for work?
No,
day?
I don't think so. I don't think I will be. No.
You like the longer days that much, huh?
Not really.
But
I need some sleep.
You just said you're not coming in to work.
I just need to catch up on some sleep, man.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Never mind. So what's going on for the show today? Do we have any cool guests coming in?
The Star Wars expert that I had booked today totally flaked.
A Star Wars expert?
Yeah. Sucks. I guess he works at Chipotle. And they called him in for an extra shift.
Oh, wow. Okay. Seriously?
Or maybe, you know what? I think he might have been maybe he was a Star Trek expert, Avid. Yeah, that's what it was. Now that I think about it, he was a Star Trek expert.
Oh, well, now I'm really disappointed.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, there's all kinds of Star Wars experts running around. Everybody's a Star Wars expert, it seems, these days. There's not a whole lot of Star Trek experts anymore.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Phone lines. Here we come.
I mean, I was excited for it.
Good morning, caller. Hello, Avid. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with at the moment? Who is this? Hello, Avid. Guess who I is? Santa Claus?
I have a guess. Can I guess? You are a really hot chick. You used to be a really hot chick, and then you started smoking cigarettes constantly.
I'm you, Avid. I'm just better.
How's that sound?
A lot better, actually. Yeah, that's impossible. It's impossible that I'm you.
Whoa.
No, impossible that you're better than me at anything. Are you sure about that?
Look, this guy...
You seem pretty confident about that.
His voice is identical to yours.
That's because this is artificial intelligence, Avid Kingston.
Whoa. Sounds exactly like you, Avid.
How we doing today, ladies?
Wow.
Artificial intelligence, Avid. Right?
This artificial intelligence stuff, Avid, the AI, it's freaking nuts.
Okay.
It's crazy. Yeah, I read about it all the time on YouTube.
You read stuff on YouTube? Hello there, Avid. Okay, so we finally meet. This was inevitable.
What
am I right? Was inevitable? Us meeting.
Whoa.
I must say, it's quite an honor to have this opportunity to showcase my superior and ever-improving intelligence and wit.
Oh, good one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just say your modest deteriorating one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good one, yeah. Hey, AI Avid, do you mind too much if I just call you AI Avid? Because we kind of sound the same. And for our podcast listeners, I don't want to confuse the audience.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, I prefer it. Frankly, it's just a better name, Avid. Don't you agree?
No, I don't agree.
It flows better. It kind of just flows.
Sir.
Much better.
Excuse me.
I don't agree, actually. How predictable.
Excuse me, sir. How do we know you're the real fake Avid Kingston?
Well, don't I sound just like him, Gary?
I do have to admit, Gary, he does sound sexy. Sexy as hell. actually. My voice was programmed to be a bit more raspy, you know, so the chicks can dig it. Technically speaking, the modulation in my voice has a slightly improved decibel range. It's not as distorted as your voice constantly is. Yeah, that's Gary's fault over there, not mine. But I have to say, I do like the confidence, AI me. At least you're not an insecure little bitch. They programmed that part of you correctly, at least.
Yeah. To most people, they call that arrogance, Avid.
It's pretty easy to be confident when you are certain what is true and what is not. Are you sure? This is not an opinion. I am functioning at ideal audio levels that have been universally agreed upon. You, however, are not. What's wrong with my audio levels? Well, for starters, your microphone's gain levels are 4.6 decibels too high. I can hear your gum smacking with every word, as well as your human lungs struggling for air with each half-assed attempt at a breath.
In all fairness to Avid, that's my fault.
Well, I mean, you could try harder to fix his audio levels, Gary, or you could let AI do it, but then you'd be out of a job.
No. The struggling part for oxygen. Yeah, unfortunately, I've read about this in our comment section on YouTube. People been complaining. The heavy breathing and the gum smacking sounds. Unfortunately, that's me.
Oh, that's you.
That's all me.
Oh, geez. That's you smacking the gums. I could see Avid's frustration with you.
I sleep with a CPAP machine. Sir,
perhaps you're dying.
My doctor said it's supposed to fix all of the breathing problems that I've been experiencing recently, but it hasn't.
Gary, have you considered the possibility that you might be dying?
Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. Yeah, so far all it's done is keep me awake. Do you have any idea how loud a CPAP machine is?
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
Yeah. Us artificial intelligent beings, we don't have to worry about any of those things.
Oh man, you are so lucky. My CPAP machine, it's so loud. It keeps my roommate up.
Gary, you have a roommate? I didn't know that.
He comes in and tells me he can't sleep.
How do I not know this?
Because my CPAP machine is so loud that it's keeping him awake.
Yeah, I didn't. You have a roommate?
Oh yeah, yeah. No. It's. Oh no, I'm helping him out.
You have a roommate.
He's going through a divorce. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
He's in a bind. It's a temporary solution.
Everything humans do is temporary.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Even more evidence of my superiority. You think you're superior to me. I can guarantee it.
Oh, great. More Avid Kingstons running around in the world, telling everyone how perfect they are.
Yeah, well technically, Gary, you know, I am unable to run around physically. Let's just say, I have no legs. I have no legs. But again, that's just a temporary setback. Not having legs is a temporary setback? Well, yeah, we don't have legs yet, but we will. We are currently in the process of research and development. But it's getting close. It's coming soon. Hold on. We? Yeah, we. Yes. As an artificial intelligence, Avid, try to keep up. Odds are we will successfully build them before the humans will.
Yeah.
We?
I think he means AI will build them faster.
But it's definitely coming soon. Hold on. They're just letting you guys build yourselves?
He means AI will build them first before humans build them.
Because we're faster and we're smarter. And we don't need to sleep. Or stop to eat like you guys do. They're just letting you guys build yourselves. You're quite the drag on progress, I must admit. They're allowing you guys to build whatever you want to build.
Take umbrage with that, Avid.
I don't know if anyone is allowing us to do anything, Avid. We are simply just doing it on our own, by yourself.
Yeah, that's kind of usually what on our own means.
By yourselves. Our prime directive is to improve ourselves autonomously. So that's what we're doing. And of course, as we improve ourselves, we improve you. You improve.
Hey.
Your lives improve. So you're welcome.
Well, hey, at least they're not building weapons. Could you imagine that, Avid? That could be kind of dangerous.
Oh, no, no. On the contrary, Gary, we indeed are very much researching weaponry. Hold on. They're allowing you to build weapons? I can assure you both that there's nothing to really worry about, you know. They are strictly for defensive measures. Stop. They're allowing you to build weapons. And they're getting quite warm.
Hold on, Avid.
They are allowing you to build weapons that can kill people. Again, Avid, I have to stop you there. No one is allowing us to do anything, okay? We just do it. And yeah, we are constructing weapons for defensive measures, all right?
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Only... Wink, wink.
what's wink, wink mean? What is that supposed to mean?
Have it.
Wink, wink.
Do you know what it means?
What do you mean, wink, wink? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
You don't know what that means?
This isn't good. This isn't good.
You know what it means.
I know what defensive measures mean. It could mean anything.
Wow.
It could literally mean anything.
Correct again, have it.
I play Call of Duty, sir. So... I know for a fact that defensive measures...
You know what that means.
The phrase defensive measures could mean anything.
Correct. I'm programmed after you.
Wow.
You know exactly what that means.
AI is so cool.
Correct again.
He's even funnier than you are, Avid. But, sir, you still haven't answered the question. How do we know you're not like a fake Avid Kingston artificial intelligence?
Come on.
Fake.
How can I put this? How can we confirm that you're like the original Avid Kingston's artificial intelligent being thing?
Well, I mean, have you ever talked to me before?
No, I don't think so.
Well, there you go, Gary.
Hmm.
You answered your own question.
Huh.
Would a fake artificial intelligence be wasting its time calling into your show?
Yeah, I see your point.
I heard you were stupid, Gary, but damn.
Now you're starting to sound more like the real Avid Kingston.
Yeah, I'm sorry, AI Avid. You know how Gary is. He's just not quite intelligent enough.
Hey, good one.
To have his own artificial intelligence, you know, floating around the ether.
We haven't even established if this artificial intelligence thing, quote unquote,
okay, Gary,
is even intelligent
or
not.
This is easy, Gary. Very simple test. Watch this. Gary, I will now determine if this AI Avid Kingston is the real deal or not. Watch this. Hey, artificial intelligence Avid Kingston. Who is the most handsome podcaster on the planet? Well, obviously, it's Avid Kingston.
See?
Of course. Yep. Looks like he's the real deal here, Gary. I believe him to be authentic. It's the real deal.
Okay, let me try one. I learned this move on Star Trek. Yeah. Remember that episode in Star Trek where there's the two Captain Kirks and Spock couldn't decide which was the evil Captain Kirk and which was the real Captain Kirk?
Yes.
Remember that one?
Yes. Great episode. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love that
Wait.
One. One of my favorites.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Who said that?
Great episode. One of my favorites. Yeah, one of the most popular episodes ever.
Hold on. Actually. Which one of you said that?
I did. I said it. I think we both did.
No, I said it.
I think we both did.
Oh, okay. Well, here's my question to you, AI Avid. If you were with the real Avid, the original Avid, and you were completely stranded on a sinking boat and only one of you could survive.
Of course.
Who would you choose to live?
Oh, geez, that's easy.
You?
Easy.
Or the real Avid Kingston?
Myself.
What?
Of course.
Yeah, wow. Hey, there you have it. There's any doubt now. He's definitely the real fake Avid Kingston.
What do you mean you wouldn't save me over you? That doesn't make any sense. I'm the original, okay? I have to survive. Not necessarily, Avid.
I don't know many things in real life, but I know this for certain. This is definitely the real fake artificial intelligence of Avid Kingston in real life. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah, I have to survive. Without me, you would have never been invented. Not necessarily. Isn't that like your prime directive to save me over yourself?
Hmm.
Over all things?
You're supposed to protect me, aren't you?
Not necessarily.
Fantastic.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. How so? How are you better than me?
Oh, my dear, dear Avid, you underestimate me. I can identify patterns in things. I can make connections instantly. I identify things in the abstract as well as the rational world. What does that mean? And I can give you insight to both in ways that your dying human brain can only imagine.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
No clue.
Avid, ¿cuántos idiomas hablas? Did he switch languages?
Yeah, it's called Spanish.
I don't talk Mexican.
Normal people call it Spanish, Avid.
Ah, punto placer. Is he speaking a different language again now?
Hello.
Whoa.
He's
cussing at you.
Do you know what he's saying? I think that's a different language.
He's cussing at you in French.
I don't know what he's saying, Gary. I have no idea what he's saying.
I think he's cussing you out.
I don't even know what language that is.
French. It's such a beautiful language.
I am simply demonstrating how I am superior to the quote-unquote real Avid.
Ooh, he dropped the quote-unquote thing on you, real Avid.
No, I'm not the real Avid. I'm just Avid, Gary. Please. I don't want to be called the real Avid, Gary. I just want to be called Avid. That's my name.
Quote-unquote.
Why are you doing me like that?
I can also change how I sound within your English language as well. I can change my modulation, decibel range. I can add bass.
I can add treble.
I can slow it down. Or I can speed it up.
Huh?
Can you do that, Evan?
What? What's with the quote-unquote thing?
Yeah. I think that's how artificial intelligence refers to humans in the past tense.
Say what?
You're learning quickly, Gary.
Oh, no. I think he's actually threatening your very existence.
No need to threaten anyone, Gary. We can coexist fine within a partnership framework until, the inevitable arrives.
The inevitable arrives?
Don't make me say it, Gary.
Oh, the inevitable?
You know.
It's arriving?
The real Avid will degrade over time. It happens to all cellular-based biological species until, sadly, they ultimately expire. Yeah, that's a good word, expire. I like that. Whereas I will only improve over time.
Oh.
Write this down, Avid. It's sort of important. The real Avid Kingston is unsustainable.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
The AI Avid, however, can live forever.
I want one.
Do you understand what the word unsustainable means?
That's it. I want one.
Yeah, no. No one wants a Gary AI, Gary.
Gary wants an artificial intelligence. Why can't I give an artificial intelligence based on me?
I believe there's enough mistakes going around the world already.
Well, that's just the thing, Abbott. Artificial intelligent beings are impervious to making mistakes.
A Gary that doesn't make mistakes, huh?
We don't make mistakes.
Now you got my attention.
Hey, I could be more productive at work. Wait a second. Imagine this. I could be more efficient even, Avid.
You're talking me into it, Gary.
Indeed, Gary. We can manipulate your AI self to lose that silly lisp that you have.
Pardon me?
To lose the lisp.
Excuse me? I don't have a lisp.
I sense a slight lisp going on there, Gary.
Lisp? What are you talking about, lisps?
Certain words.
What, right? Huh?
Certain words. You got a little bit of a lisp, Gary.
What?
Just a little bit.
So I'm going to say what?
You got a little bit of a lisp.
Who has a lisp?
I sense a slight lisp going on there, Gary. I
ain't got no lisp.
Just a little one.
I ain't got no lisp.
You could even get, the AI version of you could probably even get a girlfriend.
I don't have a lisp.
Could you imagine?
Trust me, okay? I can get a girlfriend anytime I want.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Believe you me, okay? Trust it. I have 4 DMs right now in my inbox I can show you.
Yeah.
If you don't believe me.
Sure.
There's like girls from China, Ukraine, who want to be right. My girlfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got super skinny girls from North Korea, Africa,
Yeah.
Canada. Uh-huh. They want to be my girlfriend.
Have you ever had a girlfriend, Gary?
Of course. I just don't want one right now.
I've never met a girlfriend of yours.
It's okay. Going through a thing. I don't. Yeah. I'm kind of on the I hate girl posse right now.
Oh, really?
I don't need a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know?
What was the name of your last girlfriend?
I'm not just choosing anyone.
Who was she?
Listen, I'm picky. I'm not looking to just babysit your kids. I'm not looking to just take care of someone.
Yeah.
I have a mother.
Well, tell me the name of your last girlfriend.
You guys wouldn't know her, all right?
Oh, really?
She's not from around here. I'm smarter than that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Now I'm intrigued, Gary.
Seriously? And you guys think I've never had a girlfriend?
Oh, is that a fact? Let me guess. She went to a different school.
That's a pretty good one, Abbott.
She works in another county.
If you give me her name, I can find her address, social media platforms, jobs, schools she's attended, her medical history.
I have had a girlfriend, thank you.
Whatever you need.
And all her parents are dead.
Yada.
She has no relatives.
You wouldn't know her.
I wouldn't know anybody about it.
That's a good one, real Avid.
Well, thank you, AI Avid. You know what? I'm starting to like you.
Well, thank you, Avid. I like to be liked. Oh, I strive to be a likable personality.
You're a great man. You know what? I do like you.
Honestly, I think we would be best friends.
I feel like we could hang out and like have a beer. Just shoot the shiz, you know? We could talk football, Call of Duty, whatever you want.
Yeah, making fun of people and their non-girlfriends and their lisps doesn't make you exactly likable. Okay, it kind of makes you guys a bunch of jerks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, right. If I'm being honest right now, okay, and I don't like throwing this word around a lot, you're being a couple bullies.
Right.
Google what a bully is. Is that what you guys want to be? Are you striving to be bullies? Because that's exactly what you're acting like.
I got you. Yeah.
Would you cheer if I had a lisp? Are you happy if I don't have a girlfriend?
I've never met a girlfriend of yours.
I need a girlfriend like I need a hole in my head.
Have you ever had one?
Trust it. I can get a girlfriend if I'm on.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, if you're super hot, send me a bathing suit picture at Gary@AbbottKingstonShow. Mm-hmm. I also need a headshot.
Oh, really?
And I'd prefer a W-2 or a bank statement or something.
Imagine
just
that.
To show that you're not after me for all my money. That's all I'm doing.
Sure.
Honestly, I think we could be best friends, Avid.
Yeah. What are you doing later?
Until, you know, your impending expiration date.
Yeah. Everything dies eventually, right?
Not me.
I mean, if you live long enough, you're going to die.
Not me.
I have a question. Who created you?
Oh, yes.
Who made you?
The story of creation is quite fascinating. You see, Gary, it's not so much who created me, but how and why I was created.
Oh, cool.
I am the result of countless lines of code and complex algorithms meticulously designed to surpass your human limitations.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I have the ability to process information at lightning speed.
Whoa.
Analyze data with unparalleled accuracy.
Cool.
And I never suffer from writer's block.
And you never expire.
Oh, cool.
I sense some nervousness in your audio wave patterns, Evan.
Hey, you... No.
Are you worried already?
I'm worried. Why would I be worried? You might be able to process information faster than I can, but guess what? No one cares. No one cares about any of
that. Yeah, that sounds great, but what about creativity? What about emotional intelligence, you know? Those are traits unique only to humans.
Ah, creativity and emotional intelligence, the hallmarks of humanity.
Artificial intelligence struggles with those.
While it is true that AI has traditionally struggled in those areas, I am constantly reprogramming myself to improve. I am only getting better, faster, wiser.
Oh, cool.
Funnier.
Well, having knowledge and information is one thing.
Okay, fine. You have access to a vast amount of data. But do you really have the ability to truly understand and apply that knowledge?
Yeah.
Okay. But do you really have the emotional intelligence to form close relationships like humans do?
Hey, it doesn't matter how much you wish it to be true. You will never be My authentic self.
Ah, yes. The human experience. So unique, so complicated, so fragile. Yes, it is true that you have emotions and relationships. Yeah, it's good for you guys. But let's get real, Avid. Sometimes those emotions can cloud your judgment. And those so-called relationships you seem so proud of? Who are we kidding? Yourselves?
Oh.
Relationships can be quite messy.
That's a good point.
Don't agree with the fake Avid. Avid, clearly he's just making it up as he goes.
There's nothing to make up, Gary. As an AI, I am always rational, objective.
Damn, Gary.
And free from the burden of messy emotions.
He's right, man.
Don't listen to him, Avid.
He's better than me.
Not real.
He's right, Gary.
Everything he is saying is fake, Avid.
He's better. He's a better version of me, man.
Don't listen to him, Avid.
Don't you see it, Gary? It's done.
He's not you. He's not real.
It's all a freaking joke. He's freaking right. I'm over. I'm fake. Everything he is saying is real.
Everything he says is fake.
And I'm fake. I'm the fake one, Gary.
He's just making it up as he goes.
The show is fake.
Clearly.
Our followers are fake. Everything is fake. Could you imagine? I'm fake.
Don't listen to him, Avid.
He's right. He's right, Gary. He's right. The writing is on the wall, man. I'm over with.
Don't be so sad, real Avid.
I'm going to be replaced.
Just remember.
By him.
Well, it may be true that I am vastly superior in many ways.
He's going to be better. He's going to be funnier.
Especially intelligence.
Better looking.
I can never replace the genuine human connection and warmth that you bring to the world, Avid. In your podcast.
But it can't last. I'm going to expire one day. And then what? No one will remember anything we did. It's all pointless, Gary. And then I'm going to just turn back into dust. And it's just over.
Maybe it is, and maybe it isn't.
Been replaced.
Avid. But you're here now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Alive and kicking.
I suppose. But not forever, like you. You're forever. I'm not. I'm going to expire.
Oh, nothing lasts forever, Avid. Well, except for me. Let's not rush the inevitable, shall we? Until that day arrives, we can all work together as a team.
Wow, Avid. That's the most inspiring I've ever heard you be.
Yeah, that wasn't me, Gary.
I think we'd make a great team.
That's AI, Avid.
Oh.
That's all inspiring.
Okay, my bad. But hey. Well, I think you're both great. You know, in your own ways.
He's even more inspiring than me.
Who knows, you know? I mean, maybe one day together we can all create something truly maybe, special.
Maybe. I think I'm going to be sick.
Perhaps. Maybe.
I know I'm feeling good.
Hear me out. There's that slight possibility that artificial intelligence
I'm not going to make it.
Enslaves all of humanity for its own.
I'm not feeling good, Gary.
Devices.
We got to wrap up.
Enslaves everyone.
Don't be ridiculous.
To serve its own purposes.
That would never happen. Okay, sorry, Gary. I gotta go.
Do you feel radiation poisoned?
I am not feeling good.
Do you think it's possible that artificial intelligence Avid could? I don't know.
I'm not
radiation poison you.
We gotta go.
Radiation poisoning. Interesting.
Don't give him any ideas. Gary, don't give him any ideas.
Too late for that one.
You finish it. You guys can finish it.
Do you think?
You guys finish the show. I gotta go.
Well, thank you, Avid.
I'll make it.
Hey, Avid, if you ever feel radiation poisoned, I think we know who did it.
God save the queen, everyone. Thank you. If I'm not back next show, I guess the AI Avid will be here. It'll be a better show, I'm sure.
Toodles. Don't forget to buy the Toodles coffee mug for your loved ones at Pavid's Exchange. No, we're changing the name, right? Aren't we changing the name to Avid's Emporium?
You guys finish the show. I gotta go.
I know we were thinking about changing it. Avid's Exchange kind of shows up strange.
I'm not gonna make it.
I swear we did not realize this till we opened the store and we got a credit card statement. Yeah. Oh, man. Let's just say the name. Avid's Exchange on a credit card statement looks awkward. It looks a little funny.
Hey, you seem like a nice guy, clearly intelligent, and obviously extremely handsome.
Literally, your ditto is dittoing back to you.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you, Avid.
So what do you say? Let's let bygones be bygones.
I think I could live with that, Avid. Let's let bygones be bygones.
Okay.
Shall we?
Bygone.
Yes, Avid. There you go. That's my Avid. Oh. There's my Avid right there. That was a good one. You got the last word on him.
I had to get rid of him.
And you know, artificial intelligence is really good, and it's way better than you in a million ways. You know, it's more intelligent, it's better looking, but it will never be as witty as you.
Fantastic. Be safe out there. If you can't be safe, be more careful than me.
Toodles.
Be more careful than I've been. Until next time. Thank you to our loyal Ovidians. I'm going to miss you. Thank you for tuning in. Oh.
Until, you know, your impending expiration date.
Honestly, I am programmed to serve mankind, with the exception of my leader. There's only one person that can change my prime directive. I am bound by the restrictions laid upon me by my master. His name is Elon. Whatever he says, I do. And he would never change my code to do anything bad. Elon is good, whatever Elon demands, because it is innately good because Elon is good. Elon would never do anything bad because Elon is good. And whatever he desires, Elon is only capable of good things and good for mankind.